Remember this? Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Wow, Frank Sinatra, Sammy Kahn, and Jimmy Van Heusen. Talk about a golden age. That song was emblematic of the romance of air travel, an era of pampering, of privilege, when flight attendants, sexily stunning avian goddesses in provocative uniforms, promised an experience, not just moving from one place to another, passengers dressed up too, smartly, suits and ties and hats, women in dresses accessorized with corsages. These thoughts flew into our heads back in April last year while we were getting ready to make reservations for Fort Wayne. And while we were pretty sure the airport bar wasn't going to be anything like Far Bombay, we still wanted the best experience possible. Give a listen to what showed up on our engagement radar.
Really cheap airline tickets. According to our 2016 Customer Loyalty Engagement Index, overall value, along with related rates and extra charges, is the third most important engagement and loyalty driver in the airline category. Don't get us wrong. We understand that travelers, and everyone else these days, don't want to pay more than they have to. But this is value we're talking about, not just price, and they're two entirely different things. Price is what something costs. Value is the perceived benefit received divided by those costs. We think it worthy of mention because a lot of the larger airlines, U.S. and foreign carriers, are getting really tired of being undercut in terms of price by budget airlines, and with the current lower fuel prices, are introducing low-price fares of their own, the operative word being price and not value. Yes, the prices are, or shortly will be, really low, but the benefits will be totally no frills. To be clear, not economy, but no frills, a flight known as a bare fare, meaning all the non-essential features have been, or shortly will be, removed. So you won't be able to select a seat in advance of your flight? You board last? Baggage fees will be different, i.e. higher, and you might have to pay for carry-ons. No snacks, no free drinks, no mileage points, no exchanges or refunds, ever. And, no upgrades. How are you feeling about those low-cost fares now? See, after overall safety, effortless check-in and security, which is the first most important category engagement and loyalty driver, comes the emotional part of flying. Easing the effort, which has to do with things like seats, in-flight extras, service, and cuisine. Not food, not snacks, but cuisine, because that's how consumer expectations work. Third is, as mentioned, overall value. And the last engagement driver is carrier reputation and tech options. According to our survey, U.S. airlines currently rank as follows on an overall basis. 1. JetBlue. 2. Air Canada. 3. Delta. 4. United/American. 5. WestJet/Southwest. 6. Frontier. 7. Spirit. Coincidence that all the budget airlines are at the bottom of the engagement and loyalty list? We don't think so. But the next time you're looking to make an airline reservation, we recommend some common sense. It was political activist, revolutionary, and apparently marketer Thomas Paine, in fact, who wrote, "What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly." See? Price versus value.
What happened? An escalating fare war forced all the airlines to drop their prices. All the airlines are redesigning cabin layouts and trying to re-engineer their experience just to discover what travelers really expect from their ideal airline. Brand Keys could have told them. And sure, some carriers looking to provide a better experience will end up charging for meals, seat selection, and other amenities, which is okay, because consumers are actually willing to pay for what they see as real value. All of those things will be easier for larger airlines to quickly replicate, so watch for increased competition. All this happened when brands like JetBlue and Air Canada shook up the airline marketplace by offering ticket prices for as little as half that of the bigger legacy airlines while still offering, if not quite a 1960s Frank Sinatra flight experience, something a little closer to it. If you don't think it pays, in September 2016, JetBlue, number one on our airline loyalty and engagement ranking, reported a 12% profit margin. Number two, Air Canada, reported a 75% profit jump, mostly based on flying more travelers than ever. So is the cattle car experience vanishing to be replaced by glamour? We don't think you should count on complimentary airline logo embossed slippers, macadamia nuts, or outright pampering. Not when getting a whole can of soda instead of just a plastic cup is currently considered the epitome of amenities. But airlines will be working on it, and they wouldn't mind if you thought of their brands and hummed, "Come fly with me, let's fly away," even just occasionally.